Ex-Husband's Regret by Evelyn M. M. Chapter 341. Noah, it's time to cut the cake. I shout his name once I get outside. His head turns in my direction before he rushes towards me with a big smile on his mouth. A couple minutes later, Rowan joins us after taking Iris from my parents. Happy birthday to you, we all start singing, and I can tell that Noah is basking in the glory and attention. Once we are done, he blows out the candle, and joyous shouts ring out through the entire backyard, with the majority of the happy shouts coming from our families. Startled by the noise, Iris begins to cry, but she stops the moment both Rowan and I lay a kiss on her cheek. We didn't plan it, it just happened, but it didn't stop the ahs from our guests. Happy birthday, Noah. I love you very much. Always remember that. I hug him tightly, and he reciprocates. I love you too, Mom. He then cuts the cake. I feed him a piece, and so does Rowan. Then he reciprocates by feeding us cake too. The cake is shared among the guests, and then soon it's time for Noah to open his gifts. Seeing him so happy, I realize that there is just no room for regrets. Gunnar was standing next to him with a big smile on his face. It's then that it hits me. I don't know about Emma, but I know that neither Rowan and I nor Calvin would regret our kids, despite the pain and heartache we've all been through. Hello, Miss, a tiny voice pulls me from my thoughts. I look down to find a cute little girl in a pink chiffon dress. She had an oval-shaped face, pretty green eyes, tan skin, and red lips. She had glasses on, and her pretty blonde hair was in pigtails. She immediately captured my heart. Yes, sweetheart. I kneel down to her height. Are you Noah's mom? She asks curiously, and I nod my head. You're really pretty, she tells me, looking at me like I hung the moon and stars for her. Thank you, doll, and who are you, if I may ask? Her smile grows, and I can't get over how cute she is. She's sure going to be a head turner when she does grow up. I'm Sierra, and I just wanted to let you know that I'll one day marry Noah. 1/3 plus 15 bonus. I couldn't help but chuckle. So this is the girl who has my boy in a twist. I liked her though, she was straightforward and confident, and she wasn't afraid of speaking her mind. Characters that I admire and wish I had when I was younger. Is that so? I tease. She nods her head. Yes. He says he doesn't like me, you see, he thinks I'm weird because I like studying bugs and plants. I hope to be a biologist one day, but you'll see, I'll make him change his mind, she tells me confidently. A light dims in me a bit. How do I explain to this charming little girl that you can't change a person's mind? Especially a man who doesn't fancy you. But weren't you able to change Rowan's mind? The question glares at me. Yes, I may have been able to change his mind, but at what cost? Look at the pain and heartache I went through just to achieve that. Pain I'm not really sure was worth it. I wouldn't want this kind of burden on such an innocent girl. Before I can say anything, though, Teresa rushes to me with a worried look on her face. I stand up. What is it? I ask, my anxiety starting to rise. She leans in and whispers. There are policemen at the door, and they're looking for Emma. Well, that can't be good. Go and inform Rowan and the others. Let me go see what this is about. Also, while we're dealing with it, please keep the kids outside and entertain the guests. My heart was in my throat, worrying about what the cops would want with Emma. Rowan had dropped all charges, so she should be in the clear. Sierra, dear, something came up. I'll talk to you before you leave, okay? I tell her hurriedly. Okay, Miss Ava. After that, I rush and move through the house quickly. I find them standing in the living room. How can I help you, officers? I ask as they turn to face me. We're looking for Emma Sharp. We were told that she might be here, the tall, blonde one replies. Why are you looking for me? At her voice, I turn to find Emma standing a few feet from me. Behind her were Trevor, Kate, Gabe, and Rowan. C3, are you Emma Sharp? The other one asks. Yes. They move fast. So fast that I didn't see them until Emma was bent over the couch while her hands were being cuffed. Emma Sharp, you're under arrest for attempted murder of Miss Ava Sharp. Well, fuck. I did not see that coming. Chapter 342. I continue staring at the officers in shock. We all were. It's like we were all frozen, not believing what was going on. It wasn't until they were done cuffing her and had begun dragging her that Trevor and Kate unfroze and moved into action. What the hell? You got the wrong person. Trevor shouted, but the cops just gave him a dirty stare. They stop and turn to look at him. Emma looked like she was in a dream. It's like she'd detached somehow, and a look of unbelief was plastered on her face. I'm sure we didn't, the blonde answered. She told us herself that she was Emma Sharp and that's who we were sent to arrest. Emma didn't move, and she didn't struggle. She was frozen in place, her eyes lost and confused. I get her, though. I was also confused as fuck. Why would they arrest her? Why would they think that she was responsible for my attempted murder? There has to be a mistake. Emma wouldn't try to kill Ava no matter their issues, Kate pleads, but her pleas fall on deaf ears. We are just following orders, ma'am, the other cop said. I suggest you start looking for a lawyer. They start dragging Emma away, with Travis and Kate shouting profanities at them. The rest of us are left there, stunned, and completely out of it. It happened so fast, or was it so slow? I can't tell because I was having a hard time wrapping my head around everything that was happening. Emma couldn't be the one to order my shouting, could she? Why did none of you do anything? Trevor comes back and shouts at the rest of us. And what were we supposed to do? Gabe fires back. He was right. This was beyond us. This was something that none of us were prepared for. And what the hell did he expect us to do? Fight the police and get arrested too. We are a lot of things, but stupid isn't one of them. Trevor then turns and glares at Rowan. It's only then that I realize that Iris isn't with him. He most likely left her with my parents or my friends. Is this your doing? He grounds out with disgust coating his tone. You had her arrested last time, I wouldn't be surprised if you're behind her arrest today. +15 bonus, I suggest you tread carefully. Trevor, I'm not going to let you spill baseless bullshit while you're in my house. Rowan's eyes turned cold and dangerous. He was pissed, and it wasn't hard to take a guess. Unlike Trevor, whose anger is all up in your face, Rowan's anger is different. Rowan's anger fills a room, and it always feels like a cold chill down your back. Kate comes back, crying. She was about to speak when Rowan's phone rang and interrupted what she was about to say. He excuses himself and answers. The duo, on the other hand, turned and left, not bothering to say anything to me or Gabe. When the door locks behind them, I sit down, already feeling a headache coming. 5 minutes later, Rowan comes back with a puzzled look on his face. What's wrong? Gabe asks him. I twist on the sofa so that I can get a good look at him. For some reason, I just felt that I wasn't going to like what he was about to tell us. Brian, he begins and I look at him with confusion, not really knowing who that was. The chief of police called. He asked if we could come by the station. Why? I asked curiously. He didn't go into details because he said he'd rather tell us in person, but it has something to do with your case and why Emma was arrested. Chapter 343. I nod my head, understanding why the call would have him on edge. I wanted to rush there as fast as I could, but we also had guests, and Noah's birthday was still in full blast. Let's be done with Noah's party first, then we will go and meet with Brian, I tell them, standing up. We all agree on that and head back to the party. I was right, Rowan had left Iris with my parents. I go to my friends who have worried looks on their faces. What's going on? And where are Emma, Trevor, and Kate? Letty's eyes scan the area, probably looking for her boyfriend. Emma was arrested, so Trevor and Kate followed her to the station. What? Their shocked shout startled some kids who were playing near us. I shushed them and then told them everything that had happened. Calvin still had the cold and detached look, whereas Corinne and Letty just looked stunned. Why would they think it's Emma? Corinne poses the question that has been driving me insane since Emma was arrested. That's what I'd like to know, I replied. The cops just told us that their order was to arrest Emma. They didn't really give any other explanation. We sit silently. Each of us was lost in our own thoughts. The party flies by quickly after that. It was a blur because all I could think about was Emma and what the chief of police wanted to tell us. I couldn't focus any more on the party. Not even when Sierra came and chatted me up a little bit. Letty left earlier than intended, but I understood. She may not be Emma's biggest fan, but she had to be there for Trevor. She had been torn at first on whether to stay with me or go. I assured her that I was okay and pushed her to go be with Travis. 2. When the party was finally over, I wanted to rush over to the station. We said our goodbyes to the guests and soon just friends and family remained. Mom, can Gunnar stay over for the night? Noah asked, his face still radiating happiness from the events of today. I turned to Calvin, silently asking if it was okay with him. When he nods, I face Noah and give him a small smile. Plus 15 bonus, yeah, sure. You two can have a sleepover. They screech in happiness, before Noah grabs Gunnar's hand and they rush up the stairs. A few minutes later we hear his bedroom door opening then closing. Are you ready? Noah asks. We can leave right now if you are. My parents look at me in question, and it hits me that I didn't tell them what had happened. I give them and Rowan's parents a quick and short version. You guys go. We can stay here with the kids, Rowan's mom says after I'm done. Since everyone was okay with the idea, we left in different cars, but I drove with Rowan. Do you think she's guilty? I asked after a while of driving. I was curious to hear his thoughts, but I also wanted to see his reaction. After all, this is the woman he once loved. I don't know, he begins, sighed, eyeing me before his eyes focus on the road. I mean, she did have motives, and it wasn't once or twice that you two had an altercation since she came back. Really? Yeah. I found out she verbally attacked you and warned you to stay away from me a few times. So yes, she may have done so. If it were Emma I knew, I would have disagreed, but the Emma that came back is different and capable of anything. I kept quiet after that. I just didn't know what to believe. I mean, without my memory, I can't really tell what type of woman Emma became. Sure, there were two times after I woke up from my coma when she was nasty to me, but did that translate to her wanting me dead? Chapter 344. We get to the station, and my anxiety spikes up. I was a nervous wreck, not really sure I wanted to hear what Brian had to say. What was I going to do if she's really the one who was behind my attempted murder? Sure, we don't get along, but I've known her since I was a child. We grew up together, and to me, she was my sister. We lived together in the same house until she graduated and moved to college. Are you okay? Rowan asks, his concern marring his face. Just a bit nervous. He held my hand before softly kissing me. I don't stop because I needed this. I needed him. Everything is going to be okay, don't stress. He assured me after pulling away. I nod my head, and we get out of the car. My hand still in his, we walk towards the station and enter. The rest soon join us, and we are ushered to the chief of police's office. Thank you for coming, he says as a way of greeting. He points to the two chairs. Mom and I take a seat as the men stand behind us. You said you had something important to tell us, Rowan pushes. Just a second, he says, holding his finger up, which seems to irritate Rowan. A couple of minutes later, the door opens and Trevor, Kate, and Letty walk in. The officer who showed them leaves, shutting the door behind him. Why was my daughter arrested? Kate demands. You can tell she's been crying. Her eyes were red and puffy. That's why I called all of you here, Brian begins. We have evidence that Emma was indeed behind the attack on Ava. Trevor is quick to defend. That's impossible. Emma would never hurt Ava. Miss Ava seemed to believe that she would. Brian drops the bomb, and everyone turns to look at me with questioning gazes. I shrink in my chair, hating that all eyes are on me. I hated it when attention was on me. Why would you say that? For some reason, my voice was trembling. I'm aware that you have amnesia, but when your attack started happening, especially after your car was bombed, I questioned you on who would most likely have beef with you. You didn't hesitate to mention Emma. You suspected that she's the one who tried killing you.
Yeah, sure.
You two can have a sleepover. They screech in happiness, before Noah grabs Gunnar's hand and they rush up the stairs. A few minutes later we hear his bedroom door opening then closing.
Are you ready?
Noah asks. We can leave right now if you are. My parents look at me in question, and it hits me that I didn't tell them what had happened. I give them and Rowan's parents a quick and short version.
You guys go.
We can stay here with the kids, Rowan's mom says after I'm done. Since everyone was okay with the idea, we left in different cars, but I drove with Rowan.
Do you think she's guilty?
I asked after a while of driving. I was curious to hear his thoughts, but I also wanted to see his reaction. After all, this is the woman he once loved. I don't know, he begins, sighed, eyeing me before his eyes focus on the road.
I mean, she did have motives, and it wasn't once or twice that you two had an altercation since she came back.
Really?
Yeah.
I found out she verbally attacked you and warned you to stay away from me a few times.
So yes, she may have done so.
If it were Emma I knew, I would have disagreed, but the Emma that came back is different and capable of anything.
I kept quiet after that.
I just didn't know what to believe.
I mean, without my memory, I can't really tell what type of woman Emma became.
Sure, there were two times after I woke my coma when she was nasty to me, but did that translate to her wanting me dead?
Chapter 345. I didn't sleep well last night, and it shows in the way I look this morning. I am exhausted, both mentally and physically. Rowan and I haven't slept in the same bed since the night of our date. For the first time since then, I'd been tempted to invite him after we came home from the police station. Please bookmark site novelexo.org to read latest content. If you want to read light novel, please visit allnovelnext.com to read fastest content. I walk slowly to the kitchen. It was still early, and I was probably the only one that was awake. I needed coffee ASAP because I had to take Gunnar back. Calvin said he would be busy and might not be able to pick him up, so I offered to drop him off. Yawning, I cross the threshold to the kitchen but stop dead in my tracks. Rowan was seated at the kitchen island with a steaming cup. He turns when he hears me, and our eyes clash.
You couldn't sleep, he asks, standing up.
I just nod my head as I watch him open the cupboard to get another cup. Without my asking, he pours me coffee from the pot. I thought I was the only one awake, I mutter as I take a seat next to me.
Nope, even now, my mind is still playing everything Brian told us.
The evidence was incriminating. There was no way to prove otherwise. Brian told us that they would begin trial immediately, and with how things looked, Emma faced 30 to 50 years in prison. Something about that bothered me.
I couldn't place it.
It was in the back of my mind, but just out of reach.
Is it about Emma?
Rowan asks, pulling me from my thoughts. I take a sip, trying to clear my head with the caffeine.
Yes.
I can't get everything we learned out of my mind.
He nods his head.
Fuck. It's so unbelievable.
I never thought she would go that far,
but thinking about it now, maybe I just didn't know her as well as I thought. His voice turns cold, and his eyes become dangerous. I know Rowan, and right now, I know he's thinking of ways to avenge me. It's like he's forgotten the history he and Emma shared. Being on Rowan's shit list is similar to being dead. He'll destroy you and make sure there's nothing left. I know this because I was his enemy once, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone. So many times I thought of just packing and running away because of everything he put me through. If indeed Emma is guilty, I feel sorry for her because what she went through in prison would be nothing but a taste. It will seem like a fairy tale compared to what will come next. I don't believe she did it, I murmured, staring at the steaming black liquid before looking up at Rowan. His gaze shows surprise. What? Brian showed us the fucking evidence, Ava. I know, but my gut tells me that she's innocent. I can't explain, and I should be the one at the forefront, demanding, but I just don't believe the evidence. Emma may be a lot of things, but a killer isn't one of them. His gaze continues to search mine, as if he thinks I've just lost my damn mind. Maybe I have, but it doesn't change the fact that I believe Emma is innocent. How can you be sure? He asks, his brows pulled down in a frown. This is the woman who has schemed, lied, and threatened since she came back. How sure are you that in her fucking quest to get me back she didn't think of eliminating you because you were a threat? His question makes pretty good sense. All I have is a gut feeling. That is not enough. And what if he is right? What if what makes me think she's innocent is a familial bond? I mean, we've been estranged, but before that, we were family, even though we didn't get along. Sighing, I take a sip of my coffee. I don't know how to explain it to him. Rowan is one of those people who trusts facts. Without evidence, I won't be able to sway him. Without evidence, I won't be able to sway anyone. Chapter 346. I can't be sure, but trust me, I finally answer him. My instincts are never wrong. He looks unsure at first until he wipes schools his features, and wipes the look from his face. He then stands up and comes to stand next to me. Before I can understand what he's doing, he gives me a quick kiss and then immediately pulls away. Fine, he begins. I'll trust you, but if it turns out you're wrong, I'll make her pay for hurting you. There is finality in his tone, accompanied by something utterly dangerous. I accept the compromise. Okay, but you'll see I'm not wrong on this. He doesn't say anything, he just kisses my forehead and then goes back to his coffee. We talk a bit longer. Nothing important in particular, but it felt good. Talking to him and being in his company, it all felt good. It was like being home after a long day of work. I loved Rowan, and I was finally getting what I'd always prayed for. How then could I think of letting him go? How can I refuse to grab this chance with both hands? Not many people get a second chance at love. Not many women get to see their wayward husbands change. He's hurt me, but I need to let the past go. I think at this point in our lives, we've both learned our lessons. We didn't even realize we had talked long until Noah and Gunnar walked into the kitchen. Copyright Hot Novel Pub. Noah was holding Iris, who was silently crying. Did she wake you? I ask after greeting them and taking Iris from him.
No, he answers, yawning. We were coming down for breakfast when we heard a small cry from her room. I wrap her in the throw blanket I came down with and feed her. Rowan doesn't have a problem with me breastfeeding, but Noah has. He can't stand the sight of my boobs. Both Rowan and I find it funny, but I try to cover up when he's around so he doesn't get uncomfortable. After breakfast, I shower and get ready. It was on a Sunday, so Rowan and Noah would be home. I planned to leave Iris with them as I dropped off Gunnar.
You ready, sweetie? I asked Gunnar while putting on my shoes.
1/2 yes, Auntie Ava. After he says goodbye to Rowan and Noah, we leave. Today I was driving, but I still had a bodyguard trailing me just in case something happened.
So, did you like your stay with us?
A broad smile covers his mouth.
Definitely.
I missed you so much, and I missed having sleepovers with Noah. It feels good to have that again. From the way he was talking, it was something that happened on a regular basis. I didn't mind, though, because Gunnar is a sweet boy, and he already has a place in my heart. He then goes to tell me everything that I've missed. I pay attention to him, but I can't help thinking about Emma. I feel like someone is trying to frame her, but who? And why? Is it because she's the only one to most likely have a motive? Or was it something else?
We're here, Auntie Ava. Gunnar's voice pulls me back to the present. I had not even realized that we'd arrived. I park the car, and we get out. He runs ahead of me while I walk slowly, trying to put my head and thoughts in order. The house next to theirs catches my attention. It seemed so familiar, yet I don't know where I'd seen it. For some reason, I also wanted to get inside it. It was really bizarre that I would want to get into a total stranger's house.
Dad! Gunnar screams, entering the house.
In the kitchen.
Calvin shouts back. I follow Gunnar as he runs towards what I presume is the kitchen. We find Calvin with a mug of coffee, a laptop, and a bunch of papers, and he is wearing glasses. I didn't know he still wore those.
Chapter 347.
Morning, I greet, standing at the kitchen entrance. Gunnar rushes and hugs his father while telling him about the wonderful time he and Noah had at our house.
Good morning, Ava.
I chuckle. He was trying to multitask. He was attending to me while listening to his son and still trying to do his work.
Is this too early?
I ask him. I can go back with him so that you can finish your work without interruption.
No, it's okay, but thank you.
I'm almost done, he replies.
Plus, today is Sunday, we have a thing on Sundays.
I smile and nod. I was just about to excuse myself when the house next door caught my attention again.
Calvin's kitchen was facing the house's backyard.
Calvin. I call, and he looks up.
Yeah.
Whose house is that?
I don't understand why I'm drawn to it. He twists his neck and looks behind him to where I was pointing.
Then he turns again to face me.
Oh, that's your house, Ava.
I stand there, rooted.
My house? How can that be?
But then again, didn't Rowan tell me we had separated for some time?
If so, Maybe this is where I was probably staying. Is everything okay? He inquires with concern. I shift my eyes to his face. I would like to take a look. Who has the keys? He studied me for a while, as if he were trying to unravel something. My eyes keep shifting from him to the house. I don't know why it has a grip on me or why the need to go in there is consuming. I have a spare key. You gave it to me before your accident. He stands up and, in a drawer, retrieves a single key. Thank you, I whisper once he places it on my palm. Copyright Hot Novel Pub 1/2. I walk out robotically after letting him know that I'd be by to say goodbye to him and Gunnar once I was done. I get there in a blur, and I open the door. It was dusty, but tolerable. I close the door behind me and begin walking. Nothing rings a bell as I walk through the house, but for some reason my mind knew exactly where it wanted to lead me. I find myself in what I assume is my bedroom. It was big, spacious, and decorated in the style that I love. I immediately started going through things, trying to get a hint of who I had been before my accident. There were still clothes and shoes in the closet. All of them are modern and in my style. Next, I went to the drawers and searched through all the things, which reinforced that this was indeed where I lived, and by the looks of it, I had lived here for months. I was about to give up because I had yet to find any useful information when I got to the last drawer. Opening it, I found a document. I quickly took it and opened the folder. Chapter 348. Rowan. I stare at my blank laptop screen, not really in the mood to work. Noah was playing video games, and Iris was sleeping. It's been a while since Ava left to drop off Gunnar, she should be back by now. Since her shootout, my worry for her has been constant. I can't get rid of the fear that engulfs me every time she's outside. I can't get over the fear that I'll lose her to death. I almost did once, and that has left its mark on me. I'll do anything to make sure she's safe. Including sending the one that hurt her to a place where she won't ever be able to hurt Ava again. Sighing, I stand up. The other thing that bothered me was Ava's revelation today. I don't understand why and how she believes that Emma is innocent. I realized it too late, but Emma has been after Ava since she noticed that my feelings for Ava had changed. Like I said, I could vouch for the Emma I fell in love with when we were teenagers, but not for the woman she's become. There are so many things that have pointed out that Emma has become something different. I mean, come on. She denied her own flesh and blood, hid him and the fact that she's his mother, and went on with life like Gunnar didn't exist. If she could do that, do you honestly think that killing someone to get her out of the way is above her? I don't think so. I know Ava wants to believe that Emma is innocent, but I don't. Copyright Hot Novel Pub. I turn and look at my desk when my phone rings. I pick it up, but I'm disappointed that it's not Ava's name flashing on the screen. This morning has been amazing. Just sitting with her and talking made it one of my favorite things to do in the morning. Seeing that she was receptive and not distant, I'd wanted to spend the rest of the day with her and our kids. Hello. My voice is gruff, even for my own years. It's me. He didn't have to tell me who he was, I already knew. Don't get me wrong, I still don't like Reaper, but for some reason I've grown closer to him these past couple of months. I would go as far as to say I trusted him, but let's fucking not.
I know that, Reaper. One half he just chuckles. Every week, he asks me to send him a picture of Iris. He may not be here for her. Now, but it's obvious the cold bastard loved his niece dearly.
Did you check it out?
I asked after a while. I take my seat and wait for him to answer. He doesn't wait long. His answer, though, makes me tense because I know that Ava will be so disappointed.
Everything Brian said checks out.
He says roughly. The DNA report and Emma's clothes. It looks like Emma is the one we have been searching for. How the hell was I going to break this news to Ava? She was fucking convinced that Emma was innocent. I had my doubts, but I told her I trusted her, even though deep inside I knew she was wrong. I've got to give it to the bitch, she knew how to cover her tracks, Reaper adds. Months and months of searching, yet she was hiding right under our fucking noses. I still can't believe that she fucking fooled us. My anger was rising, and I was doing my hardest to stamp it down.
You realize that I'm going to make her pay, right?
You won't be able to stop me. At first, I was confused, that is, until I realized he said it because he thought I would stop him because of the history Emma and I shared.
I laugh at that.
I couldn't fucking help it.
Do what you have to, Reaper.
In fact, I'll give her my own version of punishment, I declared as ideas on how I'll make Emma pay start popping in my head. She was going to wish that she'd never crossed me or ever hurt Ava. There's no fucking way I'll let her get away with what she did to Ava. I nearly lost Ava because of her.
Chapter 349. I'm surprised, but also impressed.
Reaper says, and I swear I could hear the amusement in his voice.
Everyone talked about how much you loved her, I didn't think you'd ever hurt her, especially for Ava.
People don't know shit.
It's as I said that it finally hit me. My love for Emma was completely gone.
It was dead. And maybe it has been for a long time now.
What I feel for Ava is stronger.
Looking back, I was infatuated with Emma and the idea of love.
Plus, everyone used to say that we belonged together. That we were perfect together.
I think that went to my head.
I heard it said so much when we were younger that maybe it brainwashed me into thinking that it was the truth.
Everyone wanted us together, including our mothers, who pushed us to always be around each other.
What if what I thought was love was nothing but an idea planted in our heads by our mothers? A fantasy they had no business pushing on us.
If it wasn't for the constant pushing, would we have gotten together?
Would we have started dating?
The answer is probably a big fucking no.
Rowan, are you still there?
I shake my head against the thoughts.
None of that mattered.
What matters is what I feel for Ava, and it's bigger, stronger, and more than I've ever felt for Emma.
Yeah, I just got lost in thoughts for a minute, I reply right, he says, drugs the words out.
I've got shit to do. I'll talk to you later. Copyright Hot Novel Pub. Sure, it wasn't even 10 minutes after we hung up that I got another phone call.
I don't recognize the number, but I pick it up anyway.
Rowan, it's Calvin.
I'm surprised, but the urgency in his voice catches my attention.
What happened?
It's Ava, she's unconscious.
I don't wait for him to finish his sentence. I hang up the phone and rush out of the door. I could hear Noah calling me, but right now my mind was fully focused. One half my heart was gripped in a tight fist as scenario after scenario of the worst played in my mind. I'm not afraid of admitting that I was fucking scared. The drive is a blur, and without even realizing it, I arrive at Calvin's home. I pull out my number and dial his number. "Where are you?" I asked immediately, not caring to conceal my fear. "At Ava's old house." I rush there and find the door open. "In here," Calvin's voice calls out. I move quickly and climb up the stairs. I head on over to the master bedroom to find him seated at the edge of the bed, with Ava lying unconscious. "What the fuck happened?" I yelled, crossing the short distance towards Ava. She was so still, and that fucking scared me. "I don't fucking know." She asked the house, and I told her it was hers. Then she asked for a key, and I gave it to her. It's only after about 40 minutes that she'd said she would pass by to say realized that she hadn't been back be goodbye. I came to check on her and found her 2DR on the floor, unconscious. After his explanation, I ignored him. My focus is wholly on Ava. I try calling her name, but she doesn't wholly on Ava. LE wound, but that couldn't be said about internal respond. My fear spikes even more at that. There wasn't any damaged. I pull out my phone about to call an ambulance. I don't understand why Calvin hadn't done that in the FO fucking place. The operator had just picked up when Ava upright with a gasp. Open and she bolted a few calming breaths, her eyes I hang up the phone and stare at Ava. Af turned to me, and they were liquid fire. She was way beyond pissed. If she could get away with murder, I would be long dead. "Sheil, you fucking lied to me," she screams, getting up from the bed. "We are divorced. Fuck. I knew this day would come, but I was still not prepared for her anger." Chapter 350. Ava. My memories have come back, an understatement. I was beyond angry. I'm pissed off would be and yell arrow was furious. "You lied to me." I yelled at Rowan, my hand slapping his chest. It was similar to hitting a brick wall, but I didn't care. "You fucking lied to me, you bastard." "For months." "Months," Rowan, the knowledge that my memories are back dawns on him. Fear fills his eyes, and at first I'm surprised since Rowan has never shown fear, but then I remember that I was angry at him. "I need to leave. There to be," I say without really addressing. I search the room, and whe anyone in patter. And when I spot my car keys, I grab them. I was about to leave when Rowan grabbed my hand and stopped me. "You can't leave. I have to take you to a hospital, you fainted, Ava. You need to see a doctor." His eyes are soft as he pleads with me. "Let go of me, Rowan, me, Rowan, I hold. Can't." I try to shake his hand, but he tightens his. "I won't fucking tell you twice, Rowan. Please," he begs, but I'm so done with him. I twist my body, and using my right hand, I punch him right in the face. I feel a kind of sick satisfaction when I hear his nose break. Since he wasn't expecting my punch, he released me, his face showing a mask of shock. I'll deal with you later, I tell him, the warning in my VO voice clear. Without another glance, I leave. Only when I was leaving the room did I notice Calvin standing near the bed. I don't tell him anything either. Copyright Hot Novel Pub. He also fooled me. In fact, everyone fucking lied to me, but I wasn't as pissed off with them as I was with Rowan. Jumping into my car, I crank it up and speed out of there. The memories that had been forgotten and the new ones that I made all mesh and become one. My head is pounding, but I know that I need to do this. I needed to get this out of the 1/3 plus 15 Bonos as the lies Rowan told me are exposed. I become even angrier. I don't know why I'm surprised. This is Rowan we are talking about. He is the king of grabbing opportunities and bending them to his will and desire. I should have seen this coming, but hindsight is a fucking bitch. I played right into his game. I was a fucking fool, I don't know how I didn't read the signs. Correction, I did read the signs. I knew he was lying. Keeping things from me, yet I turned a blind eye because I wanted the fucking fairy tale he painted. At this point, I don't know whether to cry or be impressed by the lengths he took to have me. I don't know how I get to the station, but I do. I was so distraught and so fucking angry that it's a wonder that I didn't get into an accident. Pushing thoughts of my current state aside, I focused on what I needed to do. Everything that happened a few minutes ago could wait until I was done, then I was going to deal with Rowan for lying to me. Is the chief here? I ask the first officer I find. He stares at me with pulled brows. I probably looked like a fucking mess, but I wouldn't dwell on that unimportant detail. No, he's not. He's not supposed to come in today, he answers respectfully. I refuse to take no for an answer. Call him, I need to talk to him. I can't do that, ma'am. Today is his day off. The more I stood here, the angrier I got. If it wasn't already enough that I was pissed off, now this officer wanted to make things much worse. Tell him it's Ava Sharp, I'm sure he'd want to hear from me. I'm sorry ma'am but I can't right then, my anger explodes. I bang on the table, making everyone turn to look at me. You call him right fucking now or I fucking swear on your skinny ass, I'll shut this fucking station down. Don't fucking mess with me. I ground through a clenched jaw. I've had a long day, and you don't want to fucking add to it. Now call the damn chief of officers before I lose the little patience I have left. He must have seen something in my eyes because he scrambled to grab the phone. I leave him as he talks to Brian while I take a seat. My head was killing me, I tap my feet on the ground in impatience as I wait for him to arrive. It doesn't take him long to arrive. I slowly get up when he walks into the station, mainly because I am dizzy as fuck. Are you okay, Ava? Brian asks, gently grabbing my hand to support me. Yes. Just had a long day, I reply, brushing off his question. Can we talk? He nods his head and leads me to his officer. After sitting down, he turned to me. What did you want to talk about? I want you to release Emma. I get straight to the point. He looks at me in shock, like he can't believe what I've just asked him to do. Why in the hell would I do that? He asks, puzzled. Because I got my memory back, I say, taking a deep breath. Before I blacked out, I saw the person who shot me. It wasn't Emma.